This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. A new musical is recreating pop music banned in Germany under Hitler. The musical, Banned in Berlin, is reviving the music of the Comedian Harmonists, a German group which formed in 1927 and featured five singers and a pianist performing pop and jazz tunes sung in close harmony. Many of their songs were novelty tunes, and like the Mills Brothers, they often vocally imitated instruments. Here's what they sounded like in 1933.
Whispering the while you cuddle near me, whispering so no one here can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there is no one but you.
In 1935, after becoming international stars, the Comedian Harmonists were forced to split up because three of the members were Jewish, and the music itself was categorized by the Nazis as degenerate. The group recreating their sound is called Hudson Shad. Their new documentary musical, Banned in Berlin, is being presented this week by the American Music Theater Festival in Philadelphia. My guests are singers Wilbur Pauley, Mark Bleek, Timothy Lee Evans, Hugo Munday, Peter Becker, and pianist Robert Walensky. We invited them to talk with us and sing a few songs. You'll recognize this one.
Ohne dich ist die ganze Welt für mich ohne Sonne. Du bist nur allein meine Wonne. Wolltest es ewig sein? Ohne Wolke, there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather, since my gal and I here together, keeps raining all the time, keeps boring.
She went away, the blues walked in
and met me.
If she stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me
home in the sun once more. Ohne dich ist die ganze Welt für mich ohne Freude. Frag dein eigenes Herz, was ich leide. Und kehrt zu mir zurück, und kehrt zu mir zurück.
I'm so weary with all the stormy weather, just can't seem to get myself together. Can't go on, everything I had is gone, stormy weather. Since my God and I in together keeps raining all the time.
Bum, bum,
bum, bum.
Life is bare, doom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I am weary all the time, so weary. So weary all the time.
When she went away, the blues walked in and met me.
If she stays away, a rocking chair will get me.
All I do is pray the Lord above let me walk in the sun once more. Oh, and at ease, the ganze Welt will meet ohne Freude. Frag dein eigenes Herz, was ich leide, und kehr zu mir zurück, und kehr zu mir zurück, zurück.
Very nice. That's the Hudson Shad performing music as originally harmonized by the Comedian Harmonists. And I want to get to a little bit later how you learned to do the instrumental parts vocally. But first I want to talk a little bit about the story of the comedian harmonists. And they were really popular in Germany, in mm-hmm. Europe, in, I guess, the 20s and 30s.
Yes.
What would give us a sense of how popular they were?
They sold out every hall they played. They were as popular as Marlene Dietrich and what's the other group? The
Hans
Albers and... They had the number one record in France in 1930. They sold out Radio City Music Hall when they came here for, they were as popular in Europe as the Mills Brothers were popular in the United States.
Three of the six members of the Comedian Harmonists were Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And after Hitler came to power, they got a letter from the music authority.
Yes.
Saying what?
Saying that the Aryan members could not continue performing anymore with the non-Aryan members, in other words, the Jews. They could keep the name, everything was fine, as long as they hired three new guys to come in and take their place. And that was the gist of the letter.
So the band split up?
The band, yes, they split up. They bifurcated into the six original members started, they became two groups, really.
And did the Jews leave the country, the Jewish members of the group?
Yeah, they went to Austria, and they picked up a group. They picked up three new guys there, and they started touring around the world. And, in fact, we're in Australia at the outbreak of, at the official outbreak of World War II in 1939, the invasion of Poland.
The non-Jewish members who stayed in Germany and continued to sing as the Comedian Harmonists, they found that their repertoire was going to be limited. What kind of music was banned under the Third Reich?
Anything non-German.
Even innocuous German songs that didn't fit the fighting spirit of the Aryan nation were banned. It wasn't just foreign songs. It was even German songs that...
virility.
Yeah, that didn't have virility, that...
Right.
It was a pretty wide-ranging ban on just about...
They did have to change their name to...
The Meister Sextet. It couldn't be the Comedian Harmonists anymore. They had to be the Meister Sextet. That was a German group that stayed, and finally they were just asked not to sing anymore anyhow because the music that they sang, that they specialized in, was not suited to the German fighting spirit. Songs like, I Wish I Was a Chicken, you know. You couldn't go off to war singing, I Wish I Was a Chicken.
Well, I'd love for you to do another song that you're performing now in your show Band in Berlin. But do you want to do another song that you learned from listening to recordings by the Comedian Harmonists?
Definitely. Which one will that be? How about they were influenced by jazz, and one of the things they really liked was everybody was doing it. The Mills Brothers were doing it. The Revelers were doing it. Everybody was imitating instruments, and they did a great version of Duke Ellington's Creole Love Call, which we would like to do. Three, four, one, two,
wow.
That's great. Creole Love Call, the Duke Ellington composition, as performed by the members of Hudson Shad, and that was modeled on a performance by the Comedian Harmonists, a group that was banned by the Nazi government in Germany in about 1935. And I'm really interested in hearing how you learned how to do vocally the sounds of instruments. I guess everybody has to learn this themselves. The Mills Brothers did it, the Comedian Harmonists did it, other groups have done it. Let me ask you, Hugo, you were doing the plunger trombone part. How did you teach yourself how to do that?
For that noise, your hands are in a sort of cartoon praying position, and you slide your nose in, and we all have different ways of doing it, but with placing your voice in your head differently and changing the shape and using wah-wah as you would with a trombone and a toilet plunger. You can, particularly with a microphone, that helps a lot. You can get an approximation.
Give it a shot for us.
Okay. This is just the thing that Ari does in Veronica, which is. That kind of thing.
And Mark, you were doing the trumpet part. Tell us about how you're doing that.
You mean the higher part. I did two kind of horn sounds. One is sort of a muted horn where your hands are pretty much cupped completely over your mouth and your nose. And then the embouchure of your lips can actually, since I was a brass player early on in life, your lips can actually vibrate while you hum, kind of like making farting noises. So you make a fart noise behind your cupped hands and you sort of get a horn sound. And a higher version of that could be.
My guests are the members of the vocal group Hudson Shad. They're in Philadelphia performing in the documentary musical Band in Berlin. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are the members of the vocal group Hudson Shad. In their new documentary musical, Band in Berlin, they're recreating the vocal harmonies of the Comedian Harmonists, a German group that was banned by the Nazis. This music obviously speaks to all of you in the group. And Peter, I'd like you to maybe talk a little bit about how this music speaks to you and how the situation that the Comedian Harmonists found themselves under Hitler speaks to you.
Well, this is the music of what might have been, and it was just such brilliant, wonderful, unmistakably fabulous music. It's just one of those timeless treasures, one of those things that is recognizable by probably anybody, anytime, and it sure appealed to me that way. And, well, the Harmonists, of course, didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know, and they kept saying, we were so famous, we didn't think this would happen to us. We kept thinking somehow we were immune because we were superstars. And of course, bit by bit, episode by episode, it became very apparent that their world was crumbling and they had to become two groups.
I'm interested in how the harmonies that you sing when you're doing the music of the Comedian Harmonists compares to the music that you were used to doing or the harmonies you were used to singing. I was wondering if maybe you could even like break down the harmony for us to take a piece, a familiar melody like Night and Day, one of the songs that you do in the show Band in Berlin. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could sing a couple of bars of Night and Day.
Sure.
And then each kind of like do your own part in it and break down the harmony for us.
Well, what is that harmony? It's sort of a six, is it submediant leading to the five leading back to the tonic, and it's a jazz harmony. It's nothing very complex. It's certainly not Schoenbergian or anything like that. It's like F sharp. I'll sing the bass part. Well, I'll do mine first.
Did you want it all together?
Why don't you do it all together first and then break it down?
Okay. Two, or just the num 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 num.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
And now my part is basically the fundamental. Tous les jours, chick, chick, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui. And then Peter's is.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
And then Hugo's is.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
Come on, Timmy.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
Maestro.
And the melody.
Tous les jours, toute la nuit, rien que toi, toujours, toujours, j'en suis ébloui.
Everybody knows that. It doesn't matter what language it's in.
Why don't you put it all together for us again and do another song that you do in Band in Berlin?
Okay. This is a song that composer Milton Auger wrote, and it became a huge hit in Germany. It's still known today as Weekends in the Sunshine and You and I in the Alone in the Woods Together. But we think you'll recognize the tune because it's a very popular American song as well. Hit us an E-flat, will you? Yeah.
Wochen, Sonnenschein, brauchst du mehr, um glücklich zu sein. Wochen und Sonnenschein, und dann mit dir im Wald allein. Weiter brauch ich nichts, um glücklich sein. Wochen und Sonnenschein. Sie singt genau wie ein Lied. Alle Vögel stimmen fröhlich ein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Kein Auto, keine Chaussee und niemand in unserer Nähe. Tief im Wald, nur ich und du. Der Herrgott drückt ein Auge zu. Denn er schenkt uns ja zum Glücklichsein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Nur sechs Tage sind hier Arbeit. Doch am siebten Tag sollst du ruhen, sprach dir Herrgott. Doch wir haben noch am siebten Tag zu tun.
Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Nun er uns die Lärche zieht, sie singt genau wie ein Lied. Alle Vögel stimmen fröhlich ein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein.
Kein Auto, keine Chaussee und niemand in unserer Nähe.
Ja, da, 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 tief im Wald, nur ich und du. Ein Auge zu, denn er schenkt uns ja zum Glücklichsein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein.
Happy days are here again, the sky above is clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together shout it now, there's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again.
Your cares and troubles are gone. They'll be again. The sky above me is clear again. There to sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. Dim, 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 dim.
The members of Hudson Shad will sing more for us in the second half of the show. Their documentary musical is called Band in Berlin, and it's being presented this week by the American Music Theater Festival in Philadelphia. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with the vocal group Hudson Shad. In their new musical documentary, Band in Berlin, they're recreating the sound of the Comedian Harmonists, a vocal group that was banned by the Nazis in the mid-30s. Band in Berlin is being presented this week by the American Music Theater Festival in Philadelphia. Your group, Hudson Shad, is going to tour Germany in May, performing the music of the Comedian Harmonists, the band whose music you perform in your show, Band in Berlin. I know you've toured Germany before, mm-hmm. performing some of these songs, and I'm wondering what kind of reaction you get as Americans in Germany doing the music of a group that was banned by Hitler. It's interesting there should be Americans reviving the music there.
I think one of the reasons that we're successful in Germany is that we're not German, and we are able to stand back away from this music and away from the time of this music and sing it as music without the baggage over our shoulders of what went on in Germany during this time. And I think that's one of the things that makes us successful. We bring it a new freshness, and we're bringing German music to the Germans with a new perspective on it.
So what baggage are you afraid you would be bringing if the group was German? You mean people would
the unhappy times of the of what was going on in the late 30s.
With many people in Germany, I think because of a wish to get beyond the past, don't even remember that there was a group left in Germany after the group split up. They see the Comedian Harmonists' music, the culture has having gone to America, and people have cited it's wonderful to have you bring it back. They even see the wonderful thing that happened for the 7 years that it did happen as having had to flee and go abroad.
Right. In a way, we've become a symbolic, in a symbolic sense, another liberation, musically, for this group to breathe life back into it.
Now, I understand some of you have even met with the children of the original members of the Comedian Harmonists, so that must make you feel very connected to the music, too.
We met Marlene Dietrich's great-niece, someone like that, at the bar, and she said, it's wonderful to see something with a sense of humor. There hasn't been humor in Germany for a long time.
Wilbur actually met Sikorsky.
Yeah, I made a pilgrimage. I was in L.A. on a job, and I said, well, I don't know when I'm coming back to L.A., so I better rent a car and get my butt down to Palm Springs I went to synagogue and I heard Roman sing a service.
And he was the founding member of the group, or he's the only surviving member.
He was the only surviving member of the group, and I think then he was 93 or 94, and he stood on his feet for 2 hours at a temple service and sang for a good portion of it. And they took out the Torah scrolls and they had his name on it in the, I'm not sure what the term is for it, the thing that holds the Torahs and it's a cover for the actual scrolls.
Oh, right.
And it had his, our beloved cantor, Joseph Sikorsky, because his other name's Joseph.
So this, he's now a cantor, but he was one of the members of the Comedian Harmonists, one of the Jewish members who emigrated to the States and I guess ended
and
up.
I think he had the distinction of being the oldest practicing cantor in the United States.
I think he is, I'm not sure whether he's still singing, but he was still singing then. That was
at age 93.
Yeah, that was in 94.
Because he was born in 01.
Yeah.
Well, I want to wish you all terrific luck with your new show, Band in Berlin, featuring the music originated by the Comedian Harmonists. And good luck on your tour of Germany, which is coming up in May. And I'd love for you to leave us with a song. I think an appropriate song would be Auf Wiedersehen, which means goodbye.
Thanks, Terry. It's been
great to
be here. And
thank you.
This is the composer Milton Auger, the guy who wrote Ain't She Sweet, Happy Days Are Here Again, and Auf Wiedersehen.
Gib mir den letzten Abschied. Abschiedskuss, weil ich dich heut verlassen muss. Und sage mir auf Wiedersehen, leb wohl. Wir haben uns so heiß geliebt und unser Glück war nie getrübt. Drum sag ich dir auf Wiedersehen, leb wohl. Ob du mir treu sein wirst, sollst du mir nicht sagen. Wenn man sich wirklich liebt, stellt man nicht solche dummen Fragen. Den letzten Abschiedskuss, weil ich dich heut verlassen muss. Ich freu mich auf ein Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, leb wohl.
Wir haben uns gefunden, geliebt und heiß geküsst. Es waren schöne Stunden, die man nicht mehr vergisst. Ein Märchen geht zu Ende, drum reich mir deine kleinen Hände.
Give me a last farewell embrace, with just one kiss my tears erase, and then I'll say farewell, my dear, be well, my dear, goodbye. Happiness of summer love was but a frail, elusive love. Therefore you say farewell, my dear, be well, my dear, goodbye. Will you be true to me? Such a vain expression. My heart is torn in three. You're leaving me with such a question. Give me her last farewell embrace, the love that's past we'll ne'er retrace. And so we say farewell, my dear, be well, my dear, goodbye.
Give me her last farewell embrace, with just one kiss my tears erase.
And then I'll say farewell, my dear, be well.
The vocal group Hudson Shad is performing in the documentary musical Band in Berlin, which is being presented this week by the American Music Theater Festival in Philadelphia.